Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. This is your brother Elohim. I'd like to welcome to this hour of Society Talk. we've talked about quite a few things. We're not going to get into love and anything like that. We're going to talk basically about, well, basically about what society is all about. We actually open this up so that we can have some questions and answers about what's actually going on here in the society, you know. Let me go on the social right quick. As I walk back, you know, it's good. I'll keep my mind focused on what you saw. By doing this, I'll be walking back to the light and I'll get what I want, okay? I'm going to be dealing with a few things out of the book that I've sent you, Chronicle Scriptures, Complete Volume. We're going to start a study hour, okay, from 6 to 7 about society, what our purpose is, what we're trying to do, and things of that nature. So, like I said, I need a little help doing things. I do need a co-host. Plus, I need some feedback from the members and what's going on and what we're doing, okay? Now, the first thing that society has set up is a trust, all right? So I want you to understand that. What is a trust? It's basically a government set up something that's run by the people. You know, that's what the United States is. The United States is actually a trust. The indenture agreement and all that will cover the society and the society's function, okay? We're going to have the reading of the minutes from last week. We covered a few things. We also covered the trip to Africa and what society was all about. And there was no comments or questions from the members. And if you guys don't check in and question what's going on, it's going to be difficult to maintain what's going on. Now, I don't want to do a lecture every Wednesday for 1 hour. This is supposed to be a dialogue. We can talk back and forth to see what's going on. So that's what's going on right now, okay? Let's talk about the society and what it entails right now. It's a non-leadership. It's a non-leadership-based group, okay? We've been going through this leadership crisis for a while, and from one person to another, and we've been at it as black people. We've been at it for 100 years, and even up to Mark Scarvey. Mark Scarvey has the largest black organization in the history of the country. But here we are, still picketing, still asking reparations, still begging for what we need, you know? This is not who we are. This is not what we are, okay? We're very smart, self-sufficient. We know what we do. We know what we have to do and how we need to get it done, you know? I'm a little curious as to Clark here. The clock is a little off, so I think it's because of the timing on the laptop. But we'll work that out, okay? So let's finish talking about this non-leadership-based society and what it means to be in a non-leadership-based society. First of all, the individuals have the right to vote. Now, what do we vote for? We continue doing what we're doing. Oh, we got everything upside down. Sometimes you know you're all saying it. We continue what we're doing and vote for somebody to take us here, to take us there, or do we vote for what we want and just get up and go and get it done? And this is a whole new paradigm, something that you're not used to. Somebody mentioned a little while ago. I'm talking about anarchy, you know. Anarchy is a system without government. We can't have a system without government. The rules are what govern the system. And you have to make the rules to make something happen, to make things work the way it's going to work, okay? Now, we're having trouble with the clock, so I might not be on for the full hour. However, we do have my number, and right now I can always call in, but we need you to figure out what's going on and how we're going to do what we're doing. And basically, that's what's going on. I need feedback from the members, and right now I'm not getting feedback, and that's going to make it very difficult for me to move forward. Because without the feedback, I don't know what's on the members' mind. And this actually is run by the members. I know we've been in the Matrix for so long, and you've been conned and had and hoodwinked and everything else for so many years that when something comes along of this nature, it seems too good to be true. And it almost is. But once you sign up in the society, you get enough information. That's what you're paying for when you first sign up. Information, and you get what you need to actually run your government household and all that, or whatever you're trying to do out there. And the information should help you on your journey to get there. Okay. So, starting this weekend, Sunday, we're gonna have like services to help you on your way, to help you transition from the Matrix into the real world. Because television, football, baseball, basketball, but none of that's the real world. All that's the fake world to distract you from what's really going on, you know? And they have set up a complicated, distractive web worldwide to keep you out of touch with what's happening. So right now, what we're trying to do is bring you into focus so that you'll be able to wake up and begin to do for yourself, begin to make things happen, okay? And that's basically what's going on right now, all right? So we're going to get involved with a lot of things that I think you should know about. First of all, we're going to be making money through real estate, land acquisition, and all that kind of stuff. That's important, you know? So we have people in place that's going to help us do that, you know? It's amazing how you sign up a thing. You're not trying to run the game that they're doing. I'm not trying to con you. But they're getting paid ungodly out there by running the con. So I'm trying to come at you with straight facts, straight information, you know, and this is what we need, okay? Like I said, there's something wrong with the clock here. So I don't know how long I'm going to be on. But right now, we're posting questions and answers. If you have any questions about anything, or you need something for us to answer you about society or the system, just let us know. I mean, that's what we're here for, okay? Now, there's going to be a lot of people competing against us for you, for your time, and things of that nature. But they say that they have this and they have that, but look at the condition that we're in. Look at our state. I mean, look at what we are and how we are. We're arguing, fussing with each other. No two groups can come together to make a decision, or not decision, but to work with each other. It's just not happening, you know? So we have to we have to realize that if we keep banging our head against the brick wall and the wall ain't going nowhere, it's time to use a hammer. That's our head. Time to get some different tools, time to do some different things, to do whatever we have to do to build into what we're supposed to be building into, okay? Now, the question that was dealing with, what do we need in society, you know? Now, let's talk about what the power of the vote. You know, we're talking about, see, as a trustee, you have the right to vote. The beneficiaries don't vote. I'm just letting you know what's going on. How powerful is the power to vote? You can say, well, I don't vote. You still vote? You know, we need to vote. Voting is important. You know, we have this idiot in there called Trump. Yeah, Trump's an idiot. Pretty smart idiot. You know, I mean, he's a con artist. He's ripping people off for millions of dollars, you know, and they're falling for it. Hate is a very powerful means to draw people to you, you know. And I'm kind of trying to stay away from that type of dialogue to bring people in, although it's very effective, you know, if you're running game. I'm not kicking game. I'm telling you straight up what it is. And I need you to be mindful of what's going on, okay? This is why we need a society. We need a reality check. And the only check we seem to be worried about right now is a stimulus check. We need a reality check. We need to wake up and see what's going on. You know, if you have, they're putting up food for us and things of that nature, you know. Supermarkets are closing down. I understand that all the Walmarts are going to close. What people don't realize that what cut Walmart open was a consignment of goods given to Walmart by China and some of the other big producers of food. So, which means that it's rough now, but it's going to get even worse. Well, since Trump is not in office, it's not going to get as bad as it would have gotten, you know, for the majority of the people, because this guy didn't care about anybody. So, and the people that are following him, I don't know, they're going to wake up and smell like office sooner or later, you know. But that being either here or there, we have to wake up and figure out what's going on, you know. We have to see ourselves in a better light. We have to understand ourselves a little better, you know, and that's what we have to do. And this is what I'm saying that we should do, okay? Now, other than the power to vote in this country, what other power do you have, you know? I mean, most of us don't have the money to affect change, you know? The rich folks, they need plenty of money for their security and keep going what they have going with the buildings and people that they can. So economic slavery that they've set up, it costs money to do economic slavery, you know. We need a new culture because the Egyptians, Indians, and other cultures have been conquered by the dog-eat-dog culture, you know. Let's talk about the two cultures here, because we need to talk about that as much as possible. Read what so culture is fine, but allows you to be relaxed and relaxed, because you don't really want to be fighting nobody, you know? You want to work in harmony, the reciprocity with everybody, you know? The dog-eat-dog culture, if you got it, and you don't have the power, the military might have to hold it, they're coming to take it. You know, or the money. The paid people working so that they can't be bought off, they coming. And the doggy dog people are always coming. I don't care what you set up or what you have, they're always coming. And we have to be mindful of that, you know. Everything right now in this culture is based on sales. It's sales and service. Your service is sometimes what you're selling. But you have to have some type of commodity to market if you're going to make money or do anything that's going to be a part of what's going on, okay? That's going to bring you into some type of power. So that you can feed yourself, you know? You need power. You need to be able to put boots on the ground. Somebody broken my house right now. I have to call somebody. Well, I don't have to call somebody. They would have to call somebody to get out, because I'm kind of like prepared for anybody to come here But in most households, my brother in the house tried to call somebody. And since we're living under mom rule, we've been under mom rule for 90 years. We've been trying to break out of it through the Obama administration. But the mob under Mitch McConnell made sure that we couldn't get anything really done, especially if it's going to benefit the indigenous people on the planet. You know, the people that were here, when they all came here, they don't want us to get control back. That's what's going on right now. That's what the march on, their little fight in Washington, D.C. was all about. A little raid, unless you want to call it. Because they don't want us to come back. They don't want us to get the power back, okay? They're telling the Mexicans that they're aliens, but all this was their land at one time, in Texas and California, all that. All that was Mexican land at one time, but they're aliens now. They done forcibly took the land, set up a barrier, and tell them they can't come back. They can't come to do anything, you know? That's why we have such a large military budget in the United States. I mean, people want this. We've been stealing and robbing people all over the planet, and they're pretty much tired of it. They do want their stuff back. So we'll have to see what happens in the future, but in the meantime, excuse me. We need to keep formulating. We need to keep working towards freedom, justice, and equality. Okay? And that means that all forms of racism have to be eliminated if there's going to be equality on the planet. All forms of racism have to be eliminated. And that's a tall order because it makes so much money off of racism. I mean, because everybody want to be the special people or the special chosen group that God's calling on to make them whatever they're going to be, you know. Everybody want to be that special group, those special people. I'm a Hebrew. I'm the chosen of God. God sent me to tell you this and to tell you that. That's the con. When you hear that, they're conning you, you know. Depending on what book you're using. I like the code book of the Bible. Also functions through tyrannical scriptures, too. So we need to get into that a little bit. I'm going to get into that a little bit today about tyrannical scriptures and what that book is all about. It's some pretty good stuff in there. I want you to sit down and read it, you know? So the tyrannical scriptures take you back to the uncaused cause and bring you through everything, into Genesis, all that stuff, you know? People say they're throwing the Bible in the trash. I mean, I'm saying to myself, they're so caught up in the matrix. They've been beat up so bad, you know. And it's hard to even have a conversation with them, especially when you start talking scripturally, you know. Now, we have the wrong understanding of what religion is, you know. We start talking about religion. Oh, boy. You have to be careful. Because people believe something, even though it ain't true. They believe it. When you say something to go against their belief, holy cow. They don't want to talk to you no more, you know, because they've been programmed to think a certain way. And you go against that program, that's a problem, you know. So we don't want to literally go against the programming that they have. I have to check with each member to make sure that my texts are going out and make sure that everybody's on board, everybody's on the same page. Because ever since I've been having trouble with the internet, you know, I don't have as many members on the line as should be. So I'm going to have to just literally talk to each person one-on-one about what the heck is going on, you know. Okay, plus I've been having trouble with the phone. This is my third phone, a $200 whopper these phones. It's getting to be a little bit much, you know. But when you start to set something up, it's going to get feedback. You're going to get pushback. And things are going to seem a little rough in the beginning, and you're going to have to challenge the status quo. And once you do that, oh, boy, they're coming after you. But that's okay. You know, we don't have a lot as a society right now because we're just beginning. We're just setting up. So we need a lot of participation from its members, not so much money, but ideas. We need your thoughts, and you know what you think about different things and what we're doing, you know? And we need to know how you think about what we need to do to bring things into existence, okay? So we're going to work on that a little bit. There's a lot more we can work on. We'll see what's going on at this particular point. Like I said, something's wrong with the clock. And I apologize. I'm on the air, but I don't know how long I'm going to be on the air today. Like I said, if things go down early, I'll have to check back with you to see what's going on. I have to check with each member one-on-one to make sure that we're on the same page, make sure that, you know, those that are here, those that are interested, and we're all on the same page, okay? So that's what's going on right now. So we're probably only going to be on for about a half an hour. That's what it seems like right now. And I have to check back with you later on to see if there's something else that we're going to be doing here, okay? But this is the society's hour. So right now I'm going to get into a little bit. Until the clock goes down, I'm going to get into a... going to get into a little bit of what are we talking about here? I'm going to get into a little bit of what's in the canonical scriptures, okay? So that we can talk about that just a little bit. Why are you here? The business of maintaining the universe is why we are here. I'm going to say that again because they put that question out there like it's something that nobody can answer. And in the canonical scriptures, all the answers are laid out for you. You know, we put the code, literally taking some of the code in the books and taking them out of, put them in plain English, so they can understand what's going on. Each God is unique to the universe and has an important part to play in maintaining the universe. And now that you know why you're here, go and discover your uniqueness. All people who acknowledge the source within is a conscious God. Now, let's talk about that. Anything that has the wherewithal, the knowledge, the incorporeal self that's within them, that it'll hang, they be considered a God. I don't care if it's a gorilla, chimpanzee, man, woman, cat, dog, it don't make no difference. They can acknowledge that much, then they're considered a God, okay? Now, we have to treat them with that kind of respect. Excuse me, it's been a long day. Everybody seems to be a long day. I haven't been taking any days off this month. I've been working straight through. So there's so much to get done, okay? Yeah, the clock is coming up on a half an hour. We want to shut down. So, so at this point, yeah, we're going to go off the air. I apologize. You can go on Blog Talk and catch some of the shows or download some of the things that we're talking about on Saturday. I will be getting in touch with everybody going into next week to see what's going on. So I'm going to have to spend a lot of time on the phone. But we're only going to be on for half an hour, it seems like. I apologize. It's always some kind of pushback. We always got some kind of problem going on. I think it's something to do with the laptop. It's a brand new laptop, too. Well, I did do an update. Every time I do an update on my equipment don't function properly. I don't know what they're doing. I do the updates for them to make sure that we're not still on their little technology. You know, updating for you. Just to block the feeds from stealing their stuff, you know? And sometimes they screw stuff up when we do that, you know? But so we're here. And, yeah, it's getting ready to shut down. I apologize for having such a big problem getting this thing off the ground with technology that is absolutely amazing, okay? So I will be calling you individually and just to get some kind of feedback on what's going on, okay? So I'm going to spend the next half an hour on the phone calling people one-on-one just to see what's going on, okay? All right. Much love, y'all. I'll talk chit-chatting with you on the phone, okay? And we'll talk to you later.